Blog Talk Radio. your struggle. I am not disgusted or ashamed of you. No, I do what I was telling to when I chose you. And I said, he's my vessel. He's my chosen one. She's my vessel. She's my chosen one. You see, it's not about you. All about me. I chose you, and that's enough. And I'm gonna bring you forth in love. I'm gonna bring you to the end. I'm gonna bring you to the end in strength. 'Cause I see strength in you. But all that you can see inside of you is your own weakness. Oh, but I see the end from the beginning. I know where this is going, and you've barely just begun. But you see, so few will ever fight the good fight. At least you're fighting, even when you feel you're losing. So few will ever enter into the battle where you refuse to quit. And this is all I the beginning.
I know where this thing is going. You do love me. I know you love me. I know you love me even more than you know you love me. I know you love me. And I was not surprised by you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck here in Detroit. And we just thank the Lord for his many, many blessings. We thank the Lord for a brand new day, another day of seeing life and having health and strength. And we just thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world, to all of you that are tuned in all of Detroit. We want to say God bless. Also, in all of Florida, wherever you may be at, listening in Africa, Italy, the UK, around the world, period, Colorado, we just want to say God bless you on today. Those two songs that you heard at the very beginning was Planet Shakers, How I Love You, and the last song that was played was Misty Edwards, and I Love You. And so we just thank God for that. And I'm just so excited about what God is doing. And our guest on today, we thank God for our guest. I'm going to click her on in a second, but I just wanted to give another special shout out to our sister and our brother, the founders of Tell Us Your Testimony page on Facebook. We want to give a shout out to Ellison and also to Johnny Frazier. We thank God for them and all of the administrators of that great page on Facebook, because our guest that's on with us on today is how we got connected, was through that page, and many others y'all know that I have mentioned before on radio concerning you know, the guest that's been on and sharing testimonies. So we want to give a shout out to them today. And also we want to encourage you all to tune in on tomorrow, because Ellison Frazier, who is the CEO, founder, and her husband is not going to be on with her, but she's going to be on with us on tomorrow of that page. And so we just thank God. I'm telling you, we thank God. She's going to be on. Ellison Frazier will be on live with us tomorrow. So you know you got to tune in, y'all, because I'm telling you, that page that her and her husband have done, you know, gotten together, the vision, we thank God for them. And so we're going to be hearing her talk and share her powerful testimony, and also she will be talking about how that great page, Tell Us Your Testimony, got started. All right, so that's going to be tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time, and it will be 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Western time. And links will be posted for y'all to click on and listen in. Also, you can call the number that will be posted as well to hear her testimony. And then we thank God that on Thursday we will be having former NFL player and also former Florida State football player. He was also Michael Ray Garvin. And we thank God for him. He's another person that I got connected with through Ellison Frazier. And also our brother Ronald Colling, formerly known as Roulette Gotti from Brick Squad Monopoly Group affiliated with Gucci Mane. He going to be on with us also sharing powerful testimony. You know, he was a former gang member, an ex-convict, and was shot 13 times on 3 different occasions and did not die. And he's preaching the word of the Lord, I'm telling you. So we just thank God. So that's going to be on Thursday. And we will not be on Friday and Saturday. I will be gone celebrating my birthday. My birthday actually is this Saturday coming up. So I thank God for that. I'm excited to see another year. And so we just thank God. So today we want to give a shout out to all of you that are listening in there in Florida and all over the world that that's listening in right now, and also to the family and friends of our dear sister Ruby Bush there in Florida. She's our special guest today, and we're going to be hearing a powerful testimony from her, and also she will be sharing about her book called Broken and Restored from Ashes to Jewels. I'm telling you, so I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited. Throughout the testimony, we will be going to another song, too. And so right now, we're going to click on our great sister, Ruby Bush. I thank God for her, because when I inboxed her on Facebook and I let her know who I was, and she responded, and my God, it's just been a great fellowship with her, and I just thank God for her. She's really an encouragement to me as well. And so we're going to click her on right now. And just let her go as God give her and sharing her testimony and everything. God bless you, Ruby. How are you?
Praise the Lord, sister. How are you? I'm doing great. I'm blessed and free and alive.
Yeah. I know. Wow, I thank God. You know, we were supposed to be on last week, but then we had to reschedule for today, and here we are. We are on, so I'm just excited, sister. So I'm going to go ahead and let you, start off as God give you to start off with your testimony. And then right after your testimony, we can go for another music break, and then we'll come back and talk about your book.
Awesome. Definitely. I would love to do that. So if you're ready, I'll begin. And
yes.
Let the Holy Spirit take over.
Yes. Amen.
So first, I'm gonna say thank you for the opportunity to be able to, you know, just share my testimony and where God has brought me out of and what He has brought me into. I just want to thank you for that. Thank you for opening that door and giving me a place where I can be His voice. So I just want to thank you for that and pray that God would just flow through me as I begin to share my testimony.
Amen.
So my story begins. I began basically in the womb, in the womb of my biological mom. My biological mom, she abandoned me shortly after I was born. I had a seed of rejection pretty much implanted in me from the moment that I was conceived into her womb. But God, the enemy had a plan for me. My God had such a better, stronger plan for me.
Amen.
As I came into the world, my mom left me shortly after birth. I was 2 weeks old. She had schizophrenia, and the things kept her bound, and she never wanted us. There was a lot of trauma in the home. There was constantly, I went through a lot of trauma from anger and rages. There was alcohol around me, but I wouldn't say my dad was an alcoholic. but it was around us. It was in the family line. And basically, I saw a bunch of fighting, a bunch of violence right in front of my face. Before I was 12 years old, I actually went through bullying in school. I would be bullied each time. I had people that would meet me on the playground and just bully me. Sort of one thing is not having a mom. The second thing was being less fortunate because when I grew up, you know, it was just my dad providing for us two kids and his mom. He did a great job. He was an awesome dad. I'm not going to say he was a bad dad because he did the best he could. He struggled with some things. He struggled with anger and things because it was in the home. But I had a void in my heart. I had a void in my heart, and I've always longed for something to fill it, something to fill that void that I grew up. I grew up with, like, missing a part of me. You know, when you're a child and you're not nurtured, you come in the world empty. You come in it empty. You come in it broken. And I actually dealt with depression. I dealt with anxiety. I dealt with different things in the home, the different traumatic experience, seeing it around me, seeing, like, distant family argue, fuss, and feud, and trying to kill each other in front of me. It just really scarred me. I don't want to go into depth, but I saw a lot of things, a lot of violence, and it really scarred me. But before I was 12, all of my dad's side of the family, they passed away. And one of those people were my grandmother. My grandmother was like the mom of my childhood. I remember I was maybe almost 12 years old. And it was when we first got up in the morning. And I knew something wasn't right that day because she told me, I have a severe headache, honey. I don't know what's going on. I just have a severe headache. And I remember when she fell to the floor. She had a stroke right in front of me. I remember my dad picking her up. I remember her eyes going in the back of her head. And I remember crying for her and saying, Grandma, Grandma, Grandma. I was just constantly crying for her because I was, like, severely traumatized. That was, like, my most – even all the other trauma couldn't compare to that. And I really just – I lost myself when that happened. And I was going through different things, the anxiety, the depression, the constant stuff at home. And as my grandma was, she had the stroke and eventually died the next year. Our home just literally ripped apart. It ripped apart. And the violence actually came inside of the home. There's constantly anger, constantly rages, constantly everything. And I would see stuff in front of me where two people will literally be pinning each other in the ground, you know, beating each other up, and you would see blood pouring, and I remember I would be crying out, and I was like, please, God, help, because there's something that's been in me that I have always wanted to be, like, a peacemaker, but the thing was I never had peace. So I would constantly do that, and I began dealing with voices. The voices would tell me, you're not worthy, you're not important. You'll never amount to anything. Why don't you kill yourself? No one cares about you. I would care. I would hear all of these voices. And to the point, like, when she died, I actually heard voices like, you know, God hates you. God hates you because he hates everybody you love. Look, he even took your grandma. And when I heard those voices, I literally would act on the voices. I remember the things would, like, take a hold of me and try to get me to hang myself. I've tried hanging myself many times to no avail. I've tried, like, different things. I tried to run out into the streets. I remember at times I would be so angry because I developed so much anger after seeing her, like, have a stroke in front of me. I developed so much anger that I would, like, try to hurt myself, and I would try to take myself out. And I remember each time God would intervene. He intervened each time. But the night that everything changed was the night when there was some kind of chaos going on in the front room, and it was between two of my family members. and it was really severe, and they wouldn't listen to me. So the voice just came and is like, you know, this is enough. You need to just take your life. So I remember I ran to the kitchen. I grab a knife. I run back into my room. I mean, I turn the music wide open so no one can hear me, and I turn off the lights, complete darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the knife, and I go, and I try to force it into my heart. And I remember these hands. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow.
These hands came down and literally just wrapped their arms around me and took whatever I had in my hand, a knife, and threw it across the room. And
wow.
I remember a voice saying, I know plans I have for you, my child. Not to harm you, but give you a hope and a future. You're alive for a purpose, and I'm not going to let you die. And I remember that.
Yeah.
And after that night, that was my first encounter with God and my first encounter, I believe, with Jesus. So after that, I became on fire for the Lord. I had this passion, and I just loved him. And he's always revealed himself to me in poetry. He would, give me words of poetry that would comfort me in the most traumatic times. But still, even after that, I was still longing for that void to be filled that only, your mom can feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned that God is, a father and a mother. So I was longing for that. So I began looking into other things. And the one thing that I looked to that the enemy trapped me in is he got me to believe in a false reality. And he got me to, he sent someone into my life that was used by the enemy and said, why don't you try online chat rooms? And so this online chat room was not godly. It was like a Muslim and Hindu people. And he actually led me in there to show me the need that these people had for Jesus.
Yeah.
And I remember I got so intertwined with online chat rooms that I could not eat. I could not carry on conversation with people. It's like I was literally addicted to online chat rooms. And I remember there was still stuff going on in the home. And I remember, my brother hadn't gotten hurt. He had gotten hurt, and he had gotten placed out of work. He couldn't walk or anything. He had a cane that he would get up and down, and we basically, had to wait on him hand and foot. And I was actually at a job, and one night the Lord touched him.
Yeah.
God touched him, and he came in the house the next morning, and he said, we're all going to church today. We're all going to church today. And I knew it was God because my brother didn't go to church.
Yeah.
So that same day, we all go to church, and I kid you not, my brother had not been able to walk without a cane until this day. He puts the cane down, at the end of the service. He gets up, and he walks, and he goes down and gets on his knees, and he gives his life to Jesus. And when he does that, it, creates a chain reaction. In my family, my dad actually went down behind him, and then I felt pulled as well. So we all, gave our full hearts to Jesus that day to start the transformation process. And I still went through a lot of things from that emptiness of not having a mom. And I, just lived a false identity. I had a false identity. I had an orphan spirit. I didn't know my purpose. I tried to feel it. I tried to, I tried to do things to be recognized as someone important, because dealing with what I had went through, I didn't really see any importance in my life. And I still dealt with, tons of things, and it took a while for God to actually heal me of that. So what happened is I remember I had another, I guess you can call it, encounter from the Lord when I was maybe 15. I just got out of school because of bullying and the different things I went through. So I actually quit school, and God actually, he speaks to me one night when I'm really deep and like the online like life. And he tells me, he said, I need you to stop. This is not approved by me. And I remember I see like this portal and you can just see like all the demonic that's involved in like a fantasy life. So he actually tells me that, and I remember praying, and I tell him, I said, okay, God, I want to serve you with all of my heart, but I need you to fill this void on the inside of me. I need you to send me someone that's been through what I have, but only worse, so I can be complete in you. And within like 3 weeks later, a friend, a family member of mine, they set me up with someone, and I'm thinking, you know, this is the guy that God sent. So what happens is he comes and he actually sends his best friend in to like talk to me, and I took that as a big red flag that he was not a good guy. But actually, when he came in, so this guy that came was the test before the blessing. Because actually this guy, he hurt me in ways that I would never imagine being hurt. I was forced to do different sexual acts or told I would be killed if I did not do those things. And I felt so filthy. After this, I shut down. I shut down. I developed anger. I would say even to the point of hatred, and I was like wrapped in chains of shame. Like I just saw myself as disgusting, and it was really, really hard to come out of this. But what happened is when I got out of that and I got hurt, it scarred me. It scarred me for life. The voices began tormenting me again, and I began trying different things to take my life again. But each time God would intervene. So what happens is his best friend was the one that God sent for me, and he's now my husband. And he reaches out to me, and I could tell he's pure, he's different. We would have Bible study, we would have prayer together, and he was never, like, forceful. He was always a gentleman. He was always kind. He was always loving. He was always, like, you could see Jesus in him where you couldn't, the other guy. So what happens is we end up, we actually get engaged within a short time, and then we actually get married in 2006. But when we get married, it's not pretty. And I know it's taking a while, but this is a long testimony. But
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what happens is when we get married, I'm working, he's working. You know, we just got an apartment, we just got a place. I was like really, really attached to my father because, you know, growing up without your mom and your dad's there, you're really, really attached. So what happened was I had like maybe maybe it was a soul tie towards my dad, and I couldn't actually see anybody else like coming in the place of my father. Yeah. So what happens is I came in the marriage broken. My husband came in the marriage broken. You take two broken people that come into a marriage, it's chaotic. So what happens is I began having rages. Mm-hmm. I began having anger. I've actually, to the point that me and my husband, we literally would fuss at each other. We literally would fight. And my husband's never hit me. He's always tried to protect himself, but he's never hit me. But I became abusive.
Yeah.
I became abusive because growing up in an abused and trauma home, it scars you. And you see and you hear filters, and even going through, like, the sexual abuse that I did, I saw and I heard through filters, and I could not give nor receive love. And I went through so much. My husband was diagnosed with 4 or 5 mental disorders within the first 8 months of my marriage. I was working. He was working. He would have, you know, constantly, he'll have constant mood swings, constant, like, outlashes of anger, constant, like, sometimes he would get scared and he would be like a little kid. He went through all that, and I began asking God. I was like, okay, God, you told me that he was going to be my husband, but I'm not understanding this. This is opposite as what you told me that I was going to have, and I couldn't understand it. So what I did is I began like rebelling against it. I began like fighting against the marriage, and it's like all of hell tried to tear apart my marriage. And we went through a lot. I had to work the first 6 or 7 years of my marriage. My husband was disabled. I pulled the load of that, plus trying. It's like I was in the husband's role. I was trying to keep everything intact. I was trying to keep everything together, and then still dealt with tons of more trauma. And it's not only trauma that he caused, it's trauma that I caused. You put two people together, and he went through 17 foster homes. He was like an always abused as a child. He's been through a lot. I just can't touch his testimony, but yeah. So what happened is in 2008, my husband actually had to go into a mental institution for like 2 weeks. And during that time, I cried out to God like I never had. I cried out to God and I said, God, you have to do something. If this really is the husband that you ordained for me to be with, I need you to move. I need you to change this. And I never forget it. The Lord showed me a vision. He showed me a vision of my husband, and he was like behind a pulpit or somewhere, and he was preaching, and there was all these people with diseases, and all these people with, like, you know, there was captives, and he was laying hands on them, and he was healing through God and bringing healing and deliverance. And I asked the Lord that day, I said, who is this man? And he said, this is your husband. This is your husband in 3 years. He said, but I'm giving you a choice. I'm giving you a choice. Either you can give up and take the easy way out, or you can stand, and you can stand in faith and stand on my promises, and this will be your husband. And in 3 years, I will heal him, I will deliver him, and I will set my fire in him to preach. I kid you not, that was the most painful 3 years that I've ever been through. And we wounded each other in ways that I could not even imagine. We wounded each other through our words, through our actions. We literally had a point in our marriage that we hated each other. But in 3 years, 2010 came. The Lord told me actually in 2009, I'm going to separate you from your husband for a season. But during that time, I'm going to heal him. I'm going to bring your marriage back, and it's going to be complete and whole as it has ever been. So in 2010, in January, I guess I had had enough. And I remember me and my husband, we was going at it really hard. And finally, I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I can't do this no more, or else I'm going to hurt you, and I don't want to hurt you. And I said, you have to go. So what happened was we separated, maybe for a month, maybe for 2 months. And during that time, I clinged to God like I never clinged to him before, because I remember the promise that God gave me, and I told him, I was like, God, you have to heal him. You have to set him free. I just kept saying it. I kept praying. I kept believing. Within 3 weeks, it was around Valentine's Day in 2010, my husband calls me out of the blue, and he says, honey, I have to talk to you. And I said, okay, how are you? What's going on? And he said, God touched me tonight. God touched me tonight and said, don't take no more medicine. I'm healed. And he stopped all of his medication. And at first I was skeptical, and I was like, I have to see you to believe it. So maybe in the next few days we see each other, and sure enough, he's different. He's healed. He's like when I first met him, when I saw Jesus in his eyes, I saw it again. And he went through deliverance that year, And he was also his first licensing into ministry that August. And, you know, we still went through the process of healing our marriage and restoring it. And I still had a lot of wounds of against men. I was, like, really traumatized with men, and especially in the area of intimacy. I couldn't be a wife. I could not be a wife. And I would constantly have those different mood swings of anger and rage and, you know, lashing at him through my words. But he was different. He was He actually became the strong one, and I actually went through, in a sense, what he went through those 3 years that he had mental illness. So we actually, God begins to move, and we get connected to a church, and our first spiritual father and mother God sends in. And I remember I go through my first healing and deliverance ministry, and I'll never forget it. I got delivered from the seed of rejection, and I got delivered from all kinds of, like, mental illness because it was a generational curse on my family.
Yeah.
And I still dealt with different things because of the abuse I went through right before marriage towards men. So what happens is God sends us to Atlanta. He tells us shortly after my husband was licensed into ministry, me and my husband both seek God. We fast and we pray. And we asked him, where do you want us to go? And I never forget, he told us to go to North Metro Atlanta. And he said, I want you to go in March of 2011. And during that time, like I said, my husband, he could not work. He didn't have, he had just disability, and I was working in retail. And I remember putting the transfer in and just waiting to see where God was going to put us. So maybe 3 weeks before March 11th, I get called into the office and in the town that we were in, and the lady says, your transfer just went through. You're going to be in North Metro, Atlanta. So we get in the car, we get all of our stuff, and we head out on the road. And I kid you not, these doves came in front of our car, and they just led us to where we were supposed to be. And my husband looked at me, and he said, wherever these doves stop is where we're supposed to be. And they stop in Lawrenceville, Georgia. God leads us to our apartment complex. My husband had fever. We end up moving there. And during the time in Atlanta, it was a equipping time. It was a training time. God sends, like, broken kids into our lives. He sends us, like, to do homeless outreach. And, you know, it was just an awesome time in Atlanta. And I was still broken. I still had the rages. I still went through it because I didn't completely get healed and delivered and set free of that. So I still went through that. But my husband was always strong. He prayed for me. He never, ever said anything bad about me when I got into the rages. He would just let me calm down. And then he would come and he would just wrap his arms around me. And he would say, I love you. And you are a beautiful woman of God. He said, I know that this is not you that when you lash at me. And he said, I forgive you. He would say that to me each time. And I hurt him in many ways. He could have easily left. But God kept him with me because we're ordained. We're ordained and we're called for marriages. So even in Atlanta, my husband, God sends us through another test. And this is going to be the process of restoring our lives and restoring my husband as being the provider and being the husband. So what happens is my husband, he gets down. He gets down in January of last year. He starts getting sick. He has flu-like symptoms. He can't, he has fevers. He cries all night in pain. He was, like, crying for 14 hours straight in pain, and I would just sit there and pray. And I had anger and some other things towards him because of all the trauma we went through together in our marriage. And I'll never forget the I never forget God speaking to me one night, and he says, if you didn't learn to appreciate your husband and to love him, then I'm going to take him home. He said that to me, and then right after that is when he started having the symptoms. And he would go to the doctor, and they would try to find out what's going on. But he actually, the Lord gave him a job after 6 years not being able to work. So when he went to job, he had to walk off the job because he was hurting and he couldn't hold up. So I was still working, and he had to quit. And I was working a part-time job, and it was just a very time where God told us about faith.
Yeah.
So when we was in Atlanta, I would pray for different things to be met, like different bills would come due, and I would just pray. And each time God would answer those prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So they discovered that my husband actually had two massive herniated discs, and it was crushing into his spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go for surgery, and he went September the 4th of last year. And right before he went, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, when your husband has his surgery, after it's done, you're going to see a massive, massive transformation. He said, you're going to see that I'm going to shift your whole life, and you're going to receive the promotion that I have for you. And during that time, my identity was wrapped up in work. I was wrapped up in being the provider, being, I guess, a workaholic. And I would take my anger out when I would work. So what happened was the two promotions came up at work. I remember I fasted, prayed, everything for these positions. But in a week later, nothing opened. I actually got turned down for both jobs. My husband goes through the surgery. He had been walking, like, limped over, like an old, like an 80-year-old person for almost 2 years. After he had his surgery, I think it was the day after, he stood straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 to 3 weeks, he was healed completely. And during that time, God had connected us with a couple. We didn't see their purpose at that time, but God connected us with a couple here in Florida. And the husband actually reached out to my husband when he didn't have work, and he helped him, you know, have a career and begin to work online and different things. So what happened was when I got turned down from that, I just got really angry with God because I told him, I was like, I don't understand. You know, everything's like, it seems like it's falling apart and every door is closing. And you told me I was going to have a promotion. And within 2 hours later, we get a call from the couple. And they tell us, I'm going to give you an offer. You can move here and start completely over, but you got to leave everything behind.
Yeah.
So this was like September the 23rd. And the same night, we leave everything. We leave our home. It pretty much looked like we vanished because we left everything. We left everything. We left jobs, everything. We came here by faith that God would restore and God will turn our situation around. When we got here, it was very challenging. Especially for me, because I've never really trusted mother figures. I've always kind of warred against them. I had like really severe anger and stuff at moms, and it took a while to get it to a place. But actually, God brought them in to be like parents like we never had before. He brought them in with a level of grace, love, and mercy that.
Yeah.
You know, you know it's from God because we have been very broken. We have had times where we have lashed out. And, you know, the couple that God brought in never, ever kicked us out, never, ever, you know, labeled us. They just wrapped their arms around us and they showed us love and they showed us grace and they kept speaking to who we could be. And it's just a really beautiful testimony because that couple also, their only daughter went home to be with Jesus 2 years ago. So God brought us in to restore their broken pieces and brought them in to restore our broken pieces.
Yeah.
So within a year of going through, I was still going through the different things of anger and rage and stuff. But in a year, I would tell you it's a huge transformation.
Wow.
My husband, he's completely healed. He's being raised up to be in business. He's being raised up to be in graphic design and web design. He used to couldn't like learn different things, but now he's able to learn. He's growing in ministry. He's doing homeless outreach. He's doing different things, and it's just amazing to see. And even in me, I'm able now to receive and give love and be able to receive a mom that I've never had in my life. And I just want to say, even last week, it was God that didn't allow this call to go through because I still had that wounded spirit. I still had that trauma. I still had that, and I would have been speaking from shame, and I would have been speaking from the trauma, and I wouldn't have been able to open up like I am today. So what happened is we found this amazing church. It's called Awakening Church. If you're in Tampa, Brandon, Florida, please check it out. The fire of God is definitely there. We went on Wednesday night, and the fire of God actually hit me in service.
Wow.
And I was set free. I was set free. Literally, it was like the hand of God that was on fire literally came inside of me. It came into my lungs. It went down into my abdomen, and I felt strongholds rip out of me. And ever since that day, I've been changed. I don't walk around with my head down. I don't walk around in shame. I don't walk around being held down in bondage of being angry and being walking in the life of an abuser. I'm not ashamed of my scars because he set me free, and everything I went through had a purpose. It had a purpose for to be used to deliver people out of that, deliver like people out of abuse, deliver people that have been traumatized, you know, deliver those people that have been numb. And I just can't thank him enough. That's my story in a nutshell. And you can find the half of it in Broken and Restored, From Ashes to Jewels. And the second portion will be published probably next year, and it's called Through the Storms, God's Faithfulness Reigns.
Yeah. Wow, my God. We serve a mighty God, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, awesome, awesome, awesome. I mean, what a powerful testimony of how this had happened, you know. And I remember you saying last week that, you know, you needed to get into this deliverance service, and I'm telling you, God knows all, and he knows what he's doing in our life, and that's the thing. We may not understand, you know what I'm saying, but it's real deep, you know, that we can go through things, but the hand of God is still over our life, you know, up on us, and he will not allow the enemy, you know what I'm saying, to destroy that.
That's right, and it's really amazing because, Lord, my fire is back now. I'm able to study the word. I'm able to actually understand. Before I went through the deliverance and healing last week, I could not hear. I could not communicate. I was like I was deaf, and I was a dumb person, and I couldn't receive. I couldn't, carry on the conversation with anyone. I couldn't comprehend. But ever since, you know, Father God touched me and he healed me and set me free, I'm able to comprehend. I'm able to communicate. I'm able not to have any filters, but actually hear people for once. And, you know, even my husband said, he said, wow, you're so different. He said, this is my wife I prayed for. And it's just amazing testimony of his grace because I've done things that I should have been in prison for. I should have been in mental institutions, but hallelujah, my God, and his grace, my God, and his grace, and the blood
that's
of
right.
Jesus, and, He set me free. And I'm telling anyone who's listening today, if you're living that life of shame, if you're living that life of walking around and being angry and being full of traumatized voices and seeing and hearing through filters of abuse, and you're walking the life of an abuser, there is hope for you, and his name is Jesus Christ. He can set you free. He set me free. He can set you free.
That's right. That is right. I'm telling you, he can set us free. That is the truth, because I know
and
I went through. That's right.
I want to say, too, that, and there is hope for marriages, too. I know most women, they give up on their spouse when they go through abuse. And if the person's never going to show signs for change, then I see your point in getting out of something like that. But if there's hope for a person, if they can change, I'm here to tell you, I'm living proof. It can happen. Marriages can survive. Me and my husband, we're about to be married 10 years, and we've been stronger than we ever been before. So I just want to speak over to marriages. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. It doesn't have to end in divorce. There is hope for you. I can't thank him enough for this opportunity and able to actually be open and real and not ashamed. It's so good to be free.
Yes, it is. It is a good feeling to be free. It really is. And I thank God for you sharing that powerful testimony, sister. I'm telling you, I'm just in a daze right now, like, wow. She went through all of that, and look at her now. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. Well, you know what we're going to do, sister? I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, and we're going to go to a song by our family here in Saginaw, Michigan, called Transparent the Band, and we're going to hear a great song. It's called My Purpose. And I thought about, like, what should I play? But then when you were sharing that testimony, I felt like that would be the perfect song to play, My Purpose. And right after that song is over with, then we're going to come back to you, sister, and we want you to talk a little bit about your great book called Broken and Restored, From Ashes to Jewels. We want to hear about that book and how can people get a copy of that book. So we'll be right back. We're going to put you on hold, and then we're going to come right back. Is that all right?
Yes, that's awesome.
All right. All right, y'all listening in right now, you are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel, on deck here in Detroit, Michigan. And we just thank God for y'all listening in. We want y'all to keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to the great testimony, powerful testimony of our sister Ruby Bush there in Florida. And so we're going to go to this great song. We're giving a shout-out to Transparent the Band, our family, to Dante and Sherelle Dottery, and all of our Transparent the Band family. We just want to say God bless you. We love you. And we're going to go to this great song called My Purpose, and we'll be right back.
I didn't know. didn't know at the age of 22, I was diagnosed with cancer. I was the second person to have this type. While visiting the doctor, tears, they fill my mother's eyes. We begin to call on the name Jesus. Make a long story short, he healed my life. That's when I found my purpose. And now my purpose, it is being a devoted husband. My purpose, it is a loving father. My purpose, it is interceding for others. Yes, it is. My purpose, it is listening to the needs of others. Yes, it is. My purpose, it is helping those in need. My purpose, it is doing different things. And thank God right now, I know
my purpose.
I know, yeah. Find your purpose in Jesus. I found my purpose in Jesus. You can find your purpose in Jesus. Who can make a way out of no way?
Jesus.
Who can turn your midnights into day?
Jesus.
Who can turn your frown upside down?
Jesus.
I said, who can make a way out of no way?
Jesus.
Hey, hey. Who's a doctor in a sick room?
Jesus.
He is a lawyer in a courtroom.
Jesus.
Who's a bridge over troubled water? Who's a bridge over troubled water? Who's a way out of no way? Who's a way out of no way? Who can turn your life around? Who can turn your life around?
Jesus.
There is power in the name
Jesus.
Of. There is healing in the name
Jesus.
Of. There is healing in the name
Jesus.
Of. Oh, I love to call
Jesus.
On the name of. Anybody know the name of?
Jesus.
I said, do anybody know the name?
Once again, we want to give a shout out to Transparent, the band. That was my purpose, my Lord. And there is a purpose for our life. God has it for us. I'm telling you, and I'm just excited about what God is doing. And after our sister share information about her book and talk a little bit about her book, we want to encourage you all to, like I said, tune in on tomorrow because links will be posted. Our own sister, Ellison Frazier, who is co-founder, You know, she's the founder of that great page called Tell Us Your Testimony. She will be on live with us on tomorrow evening. And so we just thank God. Links will post as usual for all to click on, and you'll be able to listen, or you can call in and listen in as well. And also tonight, before we go off the program, we're going to be having another song by our sister, Misty Edwards. I'm telling you, I just thank God for on tonight. Right now, we're going back to our sister, Ruby, and she's going to talk a little bit about, share her book with us called Broken and Restored from Ashes to Jewels. Are you still there with us, sister?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, so we want to hear about this great book. I'm telling you, I love the name of it. The name alone is awesome.
Well, this book is actually the story of my life. It completes, the first portion of my testimony up until when God moved us to Florida. My husband, went through all the physical being physical limited and stuff. I haven't wrote that part yet. That's our second book. But this book is this is the testimony. This is it says you're overcome by the blood of Lamb and the word of your testimony. This is the book. I've always had a gift of writing. The Lord actually, he anointed me to write. And even from the time when I was maybe 8 years old, I began receiving downloads from him in poetic form, and these poems will actually give me strength and encouragement during some of the most darkest times of my life. And I always had a passion for writing. It wasn't just a hobby, it was a passion. I really believe that one of my main purposes is writing, shining his work, his light through the words I write. And this book, actually, the Lord spoke to me probably in 2009. And he spoke to me one time when I was in prayer. And he told me, he said, my daughter, you are anointed to be a writer. I'm going to use you to write and release many books. The first book I want you to write is called Broken and Restored from Ashes to Jewels. He said, this will be a powerful tool to set captives free, to heal people, and to just bring them into the love of Jesus. And when he said that, I asked him, what was this book about? And he said, this book is your life. And when he told me it was about my life, I actually was fearful. I actually had tons of fear. I remember I would start on the book, and I would just stop. And that went on maybe for a year, and this was 2009, 2010. So I prayed and I asked God, please send me someone that can help me, encourage me, get this book out. So God sends me, a brother in Christ. He's actually an anointed writer as well. And his name is Peter Harmike. He's from New York. We met through Facebook, through a mutual friend. And he actually saw the gift of writing in me. And he just God used him to stir that gift up, to unlock that gift. And he just encouraged me every day. He said, just write when it flows. And in 2013, I took my hand back to the book to write it. And I asked for the Holy Spirit as anoint me and use me. Let these words flow on the page just like you want them to. So I began writing it in April of 2013. And in August of 2013, it was published. That was within 5 months the book was published. And the book is basically, it lets you see the life from the eyes of a broken child. Basically, a child is to be loved and nurtured, but not every child grows up with all the pieces of life in place. Some grow up in a life of ashes and broken pieces, but these broken pieces are what leads them to the arms of Jesus. Just like jewels, their purpose is hidden under the mire. They must be discovered by becoming uncovered through time. So I just take you in the life of a broken child. I was a broken child. I grew up without my mom, but God had a purpose for it. He just goes through my journey of faith, and every chapter of my life was for a greater purpose, to be used for his service. So it just shows you how God can create a masterpiece through many broken pieces in life. And it's in third person to protect everyone that everything was involved. And you can find it on Amazon. You can just go to Amazon.com and just look up my name, Ruby Bush, and it'll pop right up. And I also want to mention that me and my husband, we actually, the Lord entrusted us to ministry. It's a group on Facebook as well. It's called Broken and Restored Ministries. And it's for people that have went through abuse, went through trauma, went through, like, marriage problems. And we're just really called to marriages to empower them, to give them hope and pray with them and help them through those times where you go through those things. Because what happens is the enemy comes in and he breaks marriages apart when all you really need to do is, like, rely on your anchor, rely on Christ and get through anything. If you want to stay in contact with me, you can look. I have an author page on Facebook. Just look up Ruby Bush /author, and it'll come right up, as well as you can look at my online blog. I actually receive prophetic words from the Abba Father, and it's also an inspirational blog where I write what he releases, and it's HTTPS brokenandrestored.wordpress.com.
Okay. Wow. I'm telling you, I'm just excited, sister, about what God is doing, you know, in your life and what he's doing in your husband's life. And I just thank God for everything. You know, what a powerful testimony. And I want to make mention to you, too, and the listeners that are listening in, that after the show is completely over with, you know, you can reshare the links. You can also, for those that even missed the show, if someone tell you, sister, that, oh, I missed the show, I didn't get a chance to, you can let them know they can click on the link and they can listen to it. And also, sister, I wanted to let you know, you can also download the show as well. And that way you have your own copy. So, like, when the last song get through playing, you can click on the link, and when it opens up, you look to your right, it's like a little cloud that you will see, a little cloud, and it will be an arrow there, and you can click on that and download it. So that's to everybody that's listening in all over the world. These shows can be downloaded. That's what I love about it. Around this time next year, you can still click on this link that's saying Ruby Bush Testimony Live, and you still will be able to hear the show. So that's what I thank God for Blog Talk Radio. And that's the good thing right there, because a lot of places you can't do that, you know. And so I'm just excited, and it was really an honor of you coming on, Ruby. I thank God that you came on and was able to share, and I thank God that not only that, but your testimony, but it allowed us to become sisters. You know what I'm saying? We bond and talk, and I'm here still for that. So I always tell people that's on this show, we all have each other numbers. We are friends on the Facebook. Let us not, lose contact. And not only that, but in a few months or so, we will love to have you back on to give us a follow-up about the book and how's everything going on, you know, in the ministry. So in saying that, is there anything that you would like to say before we go off of here?
I just feel prompt, by the Holy Spirit, just make mention that I'm available for if you need to, you feel prompt by the Holy Spirit, I mean, speak, rather on Blog Talk Radio or like in like church events or anything, I'm available. I'm actually free now, and I just want to be his voice. I want to be his voice for those people that live that life. And I just have a desire to set the captives free. So if anyone's led to reach out to me, at me on Facebook, to stay in contact. If you're going through abuse or shame or something and you need some guidance from someone that's walked in that life, please reach out to me. Just reach out to me. I'm available.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, I just thank God, like I said, once again for you. You know, thank you for being on, you know, with us, taking the time out, because you could have been doing something else. But we just thank God that, you know, that you chose this day to be on and share with us and those around the world. And I'm telling you, we definitely are blessed, sister, by this testimony. This just lets us know that God can do anything. You know what I'm saying? And he can save anyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And he's no, you know, he can take us from the gutter, so to speak, and set us on top. And
that's right.
Yeah, and he can just heal us from being broken and just restore us. You know what I'm
yes.
saying?
He's an amazing Father.
Yes. So we're going to say a word of prayer, Sister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for this broadcast on tonight. Lord, we thank you for this great platform that you have given us to be heard around the world. Lord, we thank you for the listeners that have listened in. Lord, we pray that everything that they need, that they are seeking you for, if they're going through issues, God, that you are able, and we thank you even now ahead of time that you will move by your spirit in their life. And Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless our sister Ruby and her husband, her family, God, like never before. We thank you, Lord, for salvation that came into their life, God. And we just thank you that no matter what the past was, God, but that you knew what their present would be. And it is awesome, Lord. And we just thank you for your hand being up on them now, God. We just thank you for their marriage, Lord. We thank you that it will grow even more, God, more and more greater, oh God, in you. And we thank you for the ministry that you have given them, God. Lord, we just praise you that divine favor is resting up on them now, and that the overflow of your blessings, oh God, will continue to overtake them. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we ask that you will just bless your listeners, God, and that you would just cover us all in your blood tonight, Lord, as we rest and as we sleep, Lord. And Lord, you even know someone is listening in right now. I just feel right now that you are just so worried, concerning of you don't know what tomorrow will bring. But I just hear God saying right now that as you keep seeking his face, that you don't have to worry. You don't have to be weary. You don't have to have fear. But just know that he is God and that he is handling your situation. And we're going to pray. Father, I thank you for those that are listening in right now that are facing whatever issue it is, God, that they're worried about what tomorrow, what is going to happen on tomorrow. But, Lord, we thank you that it's already fixed in the name of Jesus, that they will not worry, Lord, that they will not have another sleepless night in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would dry up the tears right now, that it will be tears of joy. Hallelujah. When you get through with this situation, whatever they're going through, God, I don't really know it all, but God, I just feel that you're doing something right now, that someone is listening in that need an answer even now, God, and you're giving it to them. You're putting it in their spirit even now, God, on what to do. But Lord, we thank you that it's already done and that it is well, and that no weapon formed against them, that it will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that mind to not be tormented another day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, sister.
You too, and God bless you so much for having me on the show. It's such an honor to give him glory through the sufferings.
Yeah, so we just thank God for you being on. And I just say stay encouraged, sister, and just keep on doing what you're doing, because God is not finished with you, and he has way more, you know, greater things that will blow your mind. I'm telling you, all you got to do is just keep on keeping on, no matter what the enemy try to throw, you know, throw
Amen.
It back at him. Yes. All right then, sister.
Amen.
Well, God bless you, and you have a blessed night.
All right, you too.
All
Bye.
Right. All right, goodbye. All right, y'all, we just thank you for tuning in right now, and we just thank you for tuning in all over the world and just listening in to the Angels of Melody with our sister Ruby Bush sharing her live testimony and talking about her awesome book. And we just want to encourage you once again to tune in on tomorrow. Links will be posted as well. And always remember, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. And we're going off with Misty Edwards and You Won't Relent. God bless.